Our monthly worship theme is expectation. For me, it's really helpful to look at definitions with words. And the core definition for expectation is a strong belief that a particular something will happen in the future. A strong belief that a particular something will happen in the future. But what seems best for today, though, is one of the sub-definitions underneath that. A belief that someone will or should achieve something. A belief that someone will or should achieve something. That's the idea of expectation I'm working with today. And the sermon question I asked is, what should we expect of ourselves and of one another in this beloved religious community? I'm sure that there are a lot of good and true answers that we could give to this question of what we expect of ourselves and each other. But today, I want to speak to the most basic and core expectations we have, and those are the ones of covenant, which are the promises that we make to one another, the commitments. We are here, above all else, to live the covenant of our Unitarian Universalist seven principles. And in the spirit of really focusing on that first principle, that we respect the inherent worth and dignity of all beings, that we believe that all beings matter, in the spirit of this focus, we are also here to live our very own covenant of right relations that we read together this morning. So, what does it mean to live our principles and our own covenant of right relations? What does it look like when we don't do that? Before I get into that, I want to note something really important. It is easy to live our principles and covenants when things are going well, between us and ourselves, and between us and other people, right? When things are good, it is easy peasy to be in covenant. Then, treating one another as if our lives really matter is pretty effortless. We don't even have to think about it. The challenge comes, and it is a big one, when things are not going well, when the relationship is hard, when we are not on the best terms with someone for whatever reason. And it's so important to remember how hard that is, to remind ourselves that we need to step up and try more right at the very moment that feels most difficult or maybe even impossible. Something else that's impossible is to list all the things that mean we're not living our principles and covenant. I want to try to list some of the more obvious cues that are critical in our community that tell us when we are not living our principles and covenants. One is when we call people names. One way to do that is to compare them to people who have big reputations for being really bad, like Adolf Hitler. Saying to someone, they're like Hitler or any other big bad person you can think of, saying that to someone in a religious community is denying their worth and dignity in a big way. It is telling them that they are so small that they're only a bad person, not a rich and complicated and complex human being. It is truly dehumanizing. Another way not to live our principles and covenants is to make threats. That if you don't do what I want, I will withhold my time or my treasure. I will pledge less. I will do less of some ministry for the congregation. I will take my ball and my bat and all my toys and go home. A third way that people can choose not to live our principles and covenant is to, capital O, other people. And by othering, I mean that you define the person with whom you disagree as not really being part of the congregation, as not being part of our team. They are something else that's bad. And othering people creates sides, like when we pick sports teams. And when sides are created, then all the big spider web of ties that connect us, such a complicated and rich web of connection, those ties are broken when we take sides. When you other someone, you are saying that the sum total of who they are is the bad person you are claiming them to be. As if all those complex relationships you have had here of loving, of taking care of and supporting one another in the hard times, and of rejoicing with one another when things are good, all that is denied as if it never was. And finally, people can choose not to live our principles and covenant by, instead of going to the person with whom they have an issue and talking to them directly, as our covenant commits us to do, instead going to other people in the parking lot or by email or on the telephone or in committee meetings and asking them to agree with and take on the issue that the person has with someone else. And even asking those other people to act on it too, as if it were their own concern, when it's not. That is called triangulation, and it is really the most awful thing that can happen in a community, in a family, at home, at work, and above all, here. So those are some of the most harmful behaviors that can take place in a religious or any community. When folks choose to act these ways here, their behaviors are not in keeping with our principles and covenant. Now, it's equally impossible to list all the things one can do that mean we are living our principles and covenants. A lot of the key ones are listed as positive statements right in our seven principles and our covenant of right relations. We are to respect each other's inherent worth and dignity by affirming their basic humanity, by having good boundaries, by speaking directly, honestly, and compassionately to them, especially when we are in conflict, to ask and to listen if we don't understand, rather than assuming that we know what's on their mind and in their hearts. By doing our best to make up, to forgive when we have hurt one another, by accepting what folks offer and meeting them where they are, by being vulnerable, honest, and open, and by speaking for yourself alone and not others. In our story today, Lee was the one child who was honest and truthful. When their seed did not sprout, they went to the queen with an empty pot, or as the story called it, the empty truth, the truth and nothing else added, nothing more. No excuses, no blaming, no justifying. Knowing that Lee had done the best Lee could. And when people do the best they can, meaning to be the best they can, that sure won't make us perfect, of course. But we will be trying. And we will be meeting others knowing that they are trying. We stay in relationship above all, without leaving them, without othering them, without creating sides that are fake. That's what tears people and communities to pieces. Last year, in the spring of 2018, you might remember this, the Committee on Ministry held a town hall meeting about our covenant of right relations. They asked folks to answer two questions and to write their answers down on cards and to discuss their answers in small groups. The first question is, what does it matter to me that we are asked to live our covenant of right relations? So people were asked, what does it matter to me that we are asked to live our covenant of right relations? People said so many things about how valuable our covenant is for them. Here's some of them. People wrote, it means deeper connections and a greater commitment to the congregation. It helps me to be less reactive and more open at work and with my family. It creates a feeling of safety, knowing others will accord me the same respect. It means that how we treat others is an essential part of our spirituality. It makes possible real connection to others as well as spiritual growth. And folks wrote many more wonderful and thoughtful things. The second question that folks were asked is, what do I need personally in order to live the covenant of right relations better and more fully? And again, your answers to these questions were wonderful and super clear. Here's some of them. I want to be reminded of the covenant by seeing and reading it frequently. I need help with building the skills and the practice to live the covenant. I need to actively and in good faith build stronger and closer relationships with my fellow church members. I need to create a web of relationships that connects me as thoroughly as possible to as many other people as possible. I need to do work in the church that is challenging to my talents and skills, living closer to the edge than always doing what is easy. Risk. The Committee on Ministry, which sees its core work as promoting the living of the covenant of right relations, is renaming itself, in light of that, the Healthy Relations Team. They have been working towards creating opportunities for you to learn and practice how to live the covenant and what it means, and you can look forward to that coming soon. And I know that each of you, all of us, and this includes me in all directions, can choose to live our principles and our covenant of right relations well and effectively. You can make that choice. Because you really want to love one another and be loved and known for who you are. Because you want this to be a beautiful and beloved religious community. As a religious community, Unitarian Universalism, above all, says this is not a place to hide away from what's out there that you don't like. We are not here to be protected from what we don't want to hear or see or experience religiously. This is not a safe haven of no challenge. We are here to be loyal to the living and the fulfillment of our principles in a covenanted right relationship. We are the people of covenant, as our Christian and Jewish and Muslim siblings are people of the book. As our great Unitarian Universalist theologian James Luther Adams said, a living tradition is not bequeathed through some law of inheritance. It must be earned, not without dust and heat, and not without humbling grace. Not without dust and heat, not without imperfections, not without kerfuffles, not without conflict, not without having sometimes to hear and see and experience what we'd rather not. And with good boundaries, with the commitment to holding people accountable for their behavior, with expecting ourselves and each other to live up to our principles and covenant. And above all, with loving one another so fiercely through the hard times, by never forgetting that love and what we owe to each other and to ourselves. With these understandings and expectations, we can live through our disillusionment and disappointments and disagreements and come out again on the other side, healthy and life-affirming and loving, as individuals and as a united religious community. I know that each of you and me and all of us together can do this, can live up to our very great expectations of one another. A change must come, and I know it will, I know that we can all change. So may it be. Blessed be.